All right, here we go. This is my dream diary from last night, which is weird. You know, what's interesting about this one is that I don't know anything about sports. Okay? But apparently in the great collective unconscious that I was tapped into, I'm an NBA power forward, 6'8", arms of steel, and I'm a complete a-hole. I got my own sneaker, the Marin Mangler, and my homophobic, misogynistic rap album is climbing the charts. I'm so real, I scare myself. Ben Wallace is driving hard to the hoop, so I foul him. Okay, actually, I hacked him. So Ben gets pissed and shoves me like the little girl that he is. So all my teammates get off the bench, and people start yelling and pushing. A lot of disrespectful things are said about a lot of people's mothers. So I'm lying on the scorer's table trying to stay out of it. And then some douchebag fan throws a cup of ice at me. Right? At me, a professional athlete, a role model, the backbone of American democracy. At me, who makes $14 million a year only, okay? That ain't much for the important work I do. So I jump over the scorer's table and I start swinging at anyone near me. There's a chance that if I could cold cock everyone in my path, I might actually hit the person that threw the cup at me. I find an 80-year-old woman clearly smirking at me, so I punch her in the face, crushing her big stupid glasses. Not so funny now, is it, huh? You want some more? And then I go to work on her 70-year-old grandkid who's disrespecting me by crying and hugging her Powerpuff Girls doll. Bam! Welcome to my elbow. This is my house, kid. Two other civilians are trying to deprive me of my living, so me and my teammates held them down while I pummel them with a folding chair. They're screaming, "We only wanted to watch you play! We're your biggest fans!" Well, screw that. And just because those kids were in wheelchairs doesn't give them a license to take food out of my mouth. Just because some loser paid $60 for tickets doesn't mean they can just sit there and safely watch me play. What do they think this is, a game? I pull a .38 out of my waistband. Somebody might throw a hot dog or even a pretzel. And then it's every man for himself. I woke up and my bed was filled with retired jerseys.
Ooh.